Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, April 6th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Montana State Parks and Climb. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Temperatures fell below freezing last night for the first time in several days. A dusting to an inch of new snow fell around Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City, with 2 to 3 inches around West Yellowstone and Island Park. After blowing hard overnight during the frontal passage, winds are now 5 to 15 miles an hour out of the west. Winds will pick back up this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the 20s and low 30s. Snowfall will start this morning in northern areas and spread south during the day. Expect 3 to 6 inches to fall by tomorrow morning. Across our advisory area, there is a good bit of uncertainty today in the avalanche conditions you might encounter, with a mixed bag of both wet and dry avalanches possible. In most places, wet snow concerns will be minimal, because yesterday's snow surface will either have a hard, thick, refrozen crust, or the snowpack stayed dry through the warm-up on high elevation, shady slopes. But it hasn't been that cold for that long, so there will still be plenty of places with wet snow in the middle of the snowpack. If the crust is thin, or gets loaded rapidly by new snow today, you might be able to trigger avalanches in the wet snow beneath. Be wary if you break through the surface crust into wet snow below. I expect the little bit of new snow to be generally well bonded to the old snow surface, and in many spots, the new snow isn't deep enough to cause a consequential slide. Be on the lookout for places where one or both of those things isn't true. Pay close attention to how deep drifts are and how well they are bonded. Shooting cracks are a clear sign you've found an unstable drift. Stay alert, as there is the potential for some short bursts of high-intensity snowfall today that could change conditions rapidly. New snow also increases the chances of triggering a slide on buried weak layers, particularly those in the upper 1 to 2 feet of the snowpack. Take a few minutes to dig down and test these weak layers before committing to a steep slope. The weak snow at the ground is hard to test, and triggering an avalanche down there is unlikely, but still a possibility that should not be entirely forgotten. The avalanche danger is moderate today across the advisory area. If you get out, please submit an observation via our website. It does not need to be technical. Simple observations are incredibly valuable. You can also contact us by email at mtavalanche@gmail.com or by phone at 406-587-6984.